Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Recently, we discussed the psychological disorder known as hoarding, but most of us don't have such extreme issues with our stuff. However, clutter is a problem for many of us.
Sometimes on the coffee table.
In my kitchen cabinets.
My room at home. In my drawers at work.
All over my house, actually.
They're very messy. Everything just kind of stuffed in there because there's not enough room.
I do not have a place that's clutter-free. I do try to keep clutter under control.
I try to send my son to the sitter and clean my house.
I try, but it doesn't work.
I keep everything cleaned up very well.
Oh, I clean it out maybe once a month or so.
I don't have time to deal with it.
I just try to block it out.
Yes, I do have a problem with clutter.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's an 11.
I hate clutter.
Sometimes we hold on to things for emotional reasons and find it hard to give them up. Joining us to discuss the psychology of clutter and what it takes to let go is Dr. Robin Zazio, a nationally known clinical psychologist familiar to many from her appearances on the A&E television series Hoarders. Dr. Zazio is also the author of The Hoarder in You, How to Live a Happier, Healthier, Uncluttered Life. She spoke with us 2 weeks ago about hoarding disorder, and you can hear that interview on the WRVO website or through iTunes. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Zazio. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
In The Hoarder in You, the book that you wrote about how to live a happier, healthy, uncluttered life, there's a lot of discussion about compulsive hoarding, but I want to talk to you just about people that are maybe on that continuum, but more on the just have a cluttered household type of thing. You have excellent advice in your book, and I wondered if you could start by just giving us some tips on getting started on the decluttering process.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I always want to stress is that, I think that we as clutterers can learn from the extreme cases in terms of how we can engage in those same behaviors of procrastination and avoidance. And I'm of the mind that physical clutter creates emotional clutter. And so every time you walk in your house, perhaps it's just a table that is sort of the drop-off point when you walk in the house. And when you think about decluttering that table, you just think, oh my gosh, I don't have time for this. And I want to propose that if you make a decision to spend a half hour, a couple times a week, decluttering in the places where things are piling up, you are going to feel so much more emotionally free. It takes a lot less time to start going through the smaller piles than if you keep putting them off, because the emotional clutter in your mind that builds up is a weight for a person. What I would also say is that if you have friends or loved ones or family members, make it a group project. Perhaps you can go over to your girlfriend's house on a Saturday morning and help her declutter in those areas. Go have a nice lunch, and then the following Saturday, you guys can come over to your house and do the same thing. That I think we tend to make this into such a big burden and worse than it is, versus when you just make a decision to do it, you actually feel so much more free.
And very often it's easier for the outsider coming in to help you get rid of some of the stuff you're holding on to, which brings me to my next question. How do you help someone who's holding on to possessions for sentimental reasons? Everything from old photographs that aren't in a book yet, or ticket stubs from a favorite Broadway show, things that they hope to do something with later, it never gets done, and it's just sitting around on your desk at home.
Make a plan. If wintertime is coming up and you know that you're going to have some stormy weather, get some coffee or some tea, sit down, and start to do these projects that you've been putting off. Now, that being said, I'm sure we can all relate to putting stuff in a cabinet and it sits there for months, even years, and then you open up and you say, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about this. Those are the things that maybe a person should think about starting to let go of, because if you completely forgot about it and didn't even remember that you had it, it's probably not all that sentimental. But I think that as a society, we hold on to things because we fear that if we let go of the item, we're going to forget the memory. And memories are not necessarily in the item as they're in our hearts and our minds. And so really looking at, if you're going to hold on to something, is there a place to honor it and treasure it? So when you go back to photographs, is it going to go in a scrapbook or an album that's going to sit on your coffee table? Can those pictures be honored, or are they in a drawer where they're being piled on top of with screwdrivers and other nuts and bolts, if you will, of stuff where you just don't know where else to put it?
The design magazines tell us to curate our items, and I've always thought that that was a good thing. I mean, as you point out, those pictures under junk are doing nobody any good. But I know in the process of trying to declutter and organize, sometimes people make some mistakes. What are those mistakes that you find they're making?
Well, typically the mistakes are not going through things thoughtfully and maybe just kind of looking in a bag and going, oh, I don't think there's anything important in here, and just throwing the whole bag away. And that's a catch-22 also, because sometimes people can get stuck going through every little item. But this is the deal. Most of the time, if we do get rid of something that perhaps we recognize later on that we wanted to keep, typically, that anxiety is not as bad as we might have anticipated on the front end. So what I mean by that is oftentimes people hold on to things because they fear they're going to regret it, and they'll never be able to let go of that regret. And my experience has been that if somebody does let something go, it's not always that bad as they had anticipated. And typically, we can get back a lot of things if by chance we had inadvertently gotten rid of them. So let's just say that you accidentally throw away a Social Security card. Well, we can get those again. So the most important thing is looking at your environment and saying, what kind of environment do I want to have so that I can honor my stuff and walk in my house every day and feel emotionally and physically clutter-free?
The book is The Hoarder in You, How to Live a Happier, Healthier, Uncluttered Life. Our guest today, Dr. Robin Zazio, thanks so much for joining us on Take Care.
Thanks for having me.
For more information on Dr. Robin Zazio and her book, The Hoarder in You, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org, where you can also find links to our previous interview with Dr. Zazio about hoarding.